Hello everyone, Nexa here at Evolving RPG, and we are on day 4 of Club Side Kids with K-Man. Say hello, K-Man.
Hey everybody.
So, just a quick recap, K-Man is actually in a camp that specializes in RPG video game design, and so he has been discussing his activities from day to day. So, today is Thursday that we are going over the day. And so, K-Man, my understanding is that today, according to the itinerary, you worked on travel and vehicles. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you explain what that is?
So, you can travel to any place you want, like your town, your world. And today, we did our dungeon. Our dungeon is something that you have all your special treasures to defeat all the enemies today. And you can upgrade yourself. You can make your intel level 99. Let me explain what the intel level is. The intel level is when you all have higher points like 6,000, 7,000, and you have all of those, and you can make your person even stronger to defeat the bosses.
So, can you explain your dungeon to us? How is it?
So, my dungeon, it has lava, some floors, and it has some decorations to it. And it has a lot of aggressive hard work that I did that will expand all over the world and listening to this podcast right now.
Oh, okay, that sounds really good. So, would you say your dungeon is dangerous?
Yes.
Well, then why would players ever go in dungeons?
Well, if players go in dungeons, they're still safe. But when the bosses are in the dungeons, you can fight them, and then they'll be destroyed easily.
So, you want the players to fight the bosses?
Yes. I mean, you have to defeat the bosses, or you can just press escape. So these buttons called fight and escape. You can fight the enemy, or you can escape the enemy.
Okay. So would going in the dungeon with potions be helpful?
Yes. It would be helpful because you can defeat the bosses really good, and it only takes like 15 seconds to beat them.
Well, what about the purple potion?
The purple potion, it can also defeat him, but not the same time that I said right now. It could be like 10-5 seconds. I know that because I defeated a boss too.
So, I'm assuming that they gave you lab time to work on your world, your dungeon. What were you focusing mostly on when you were building your world?
I was focusing on the part how you make your world, how you decorate it, how you get some improvement to it. And I think it's really good to improve your stuff and make it more beautiful and wonderful. That's how you make more and more progress with all of your stuff, and you think it's good. It will be good when people see it. They're going to be fabulous when people see it. In person.
Very good. So, sounds like you had a busy day today. Moving right along, is there anything else you want to add that I may not have asked you about?
Yes, so what I said about the bosses, so today we made the bosses, and they're really cool. You can have like any enemy you want, but I don't want to take this podcast longer and explain them to you. But tomorrow I can explain them to you because it is because those because the enemies are really cool. Now, if you're already in RPG, you can look at your project and improve it and to check how you are really good with it.
Well, thank you, K-Man, for being mindful of the time. Maybe you can give Gray Tone some pointers on that. That's just a little inside joke there. But thank you very much. And thank you, the listener, for listening to K-Man's podcast on Club Psy Kids, the Camp Junior RPG Video Game Design Camp. And I appreciate each and every person listening to the podcast, and I appreciate you, K-Man. So say goodbye to the listeners.
Bye, everybody. Tomorrow is the last day of the series. So watch it or listen to it.
Listen to it, be better. All right, bye, everyone.